Recently on Day to Day, we've been sharing a selection of letters from home. These are messages from family and friends to soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Today we have a letter from Tracy Hathaway of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Her husband, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hathaway, is stationed in Iraq. He wrote us about the many letters he gets from her, and we asked her to read from one of them.
Hi, my love. I keep saying how I miss you and wish you could come home. But this time I'm going to list the 10 things I'm thinking now that I'd like to do with you when you do get home. So here goes. Number 1, have breakfast together at the Rainbow Restaurant. Number 2, sit on the patio with the newspaper and speaker on a cool, crisp fall morning while the kids play around us. Number 3, spoon. Number 4, take the kids to Ocracoke Island. Number 5, go to church together. Number 6, touch your face and memorize every detail. Number 7, smell your morning coffee, because it means you're home. Number 8, have a date night at the Mediterranean restaurant. Number 9, go to Irregardless Cafe for dinner. And 10, pray together. I came across this scripture today, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. My current daily prayer is this, that it be God's will for you and I to grow old together, happily married, which makes me excited to think ahead to the many blessings that are awaiting us. And I'm so excited to be on this life journey with you. I love you. I miss you.
That's Tracy Hathaway reading a letter to her husband, Brian. He's been in Iraq since July. He'll be there almost another year. And if you or someone that you know has written a letter to a soldier, we'd like to hear from you. Please just go to our website, npr.org. Click Contact Us and put Letters from Home in the subject line.